Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, where we are flying high.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget, from there you can find my blog, jimsblog.biz. You can find my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to do that. I think you'll like it. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Our good friend Tim Berry is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tim is, we're actually about to go into our 12th year. We're celebrating his 11th anniversary as a member of my Brain Trust, one of the original members of the Brain Trust, an original member of the show, basically. And he's, as you know, he's the president, the founder of Palo Alto Software. And I think you still are the president, right, Tim?
But a president who reports to a CEO.
To a CEO who's his lovely daughter and who's running the show right now, and that's a great American family business success story right there, folks, at Palo Alto Software. Tim, let's talk about business planning in a recession. I've been talking to my audience about winning by surviving. I've been worried a little bit that they thought I was, that they would think by just talking about surviving that I'm setting low expectations. Everybody knows that that's not the way I am. I feel like we all ought to reach, you know. What is it somebody said? If our reach doesn't exceed our grasp, what's a heaven for? I forgot who said that, but somebody did. Michelangelo said it's better to aim too high and not reach your goal than to aim too low and reach it. I mean, I believe in all that. But I do also believe in the reality that's in front of us, Tim. And I think the reality is that we've got some tough times that we're in and that are ahead of us. And I want to make sure that small business owners are not in denial about those things. And that's the reason why I'm telling them that there's no shame in 2009 in planning to survive. What do you think?
I think that there's absolutely a time to talk about shakeout, and which the classic economic shakeout isn't about this downturn, but it might as well be. It's where not everybody's going to make it to the other side, and we can see that. We can see why. And I don't know about you. Actually, I do know about you. And I, too, want to be one of those businesses that makes it on the other side and will be stronger for coming out of the downturn. Absolutely. It's a good time. In my mind, you're saying survival. My related theme is kind of a reminder that it's a good time to go back to the fundamentals.
Yep.
You know,
and the first fundamental must be cash is king, right?
Absolutely. Always has been, and in business planning as in business management, that's where it starts. And certainly the business planning angle of cash is king is visibility, reduce uncertainty. It's not about making some document pretty. It's about managing your business, and the first thing you want to do in terms of fundamentals is focus down on what's changed, therefore what's coming in, what's going out, and how does that cash look, which you can do by breaking it down into pieces and watching how it looks in the future, because we're seeing the signs.
Tim, one of the things I want to ask you is, typically when you and I have talked about business planning all these years, we've said, okay, business planning is, you know, part of it is near term, mid term, and long term. You know, what am I going to do this month, this year? What am I going to do in the next 2 to 3 years? What are we going to do in the next 4 to 5 years? That kind of planning, we've talked about that a lot. And when we've done that, we've always kind of, not always, because this is our second recession to go through, Tim. You and I have already worked together in two recessions. This is not my second or third one either, my first or second one either, by the way, Tim. I go back, as you do, to the first one in 1969. But the thing is, isn't this year different from other years, near-term planning, in that it's a little bit difficult to know what 2, 3, and 4 years are going to look like until we kind of get more into this year. Doesn't that kind of adjust our planning overall a little bit?
Well, certainly it highlights the need for it to be planning and not just a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who are running our business...
Explain the difference, Tim. Tell us the difference.
Very important that planning is an ongoing process that you use to manage your business by always having your long-term goals and objectives and directions in your plan, and also concrete steps, specific, short-term, who does what, when, in your plan. And the planning means meet regularly, review the plan, track progress against the plan, track changing assumptions, which is critical in an unexpected time like we're now in. And as we look forward into the future, it's not going to be about guessing what's going to happen correctly. It's going to be about keeping what we want for our company in mind and in sight as we deal with what's happening, and we track those changed assumptions so we can manage as the assumptions change.
Right.
Keeping our long-term. It's like dribbling, really. In dribbling, whether it's soccer or basketball, you have a plan, but it changes as the opponent's reaction to it change. But you still keep the plan in mind while you change it, and you're looking up to see the horizon even as you deal with the ball right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have both long and short term in mind.
Well,
it helps you to manage.
Planning, a plan is your automobile. Planning is the steering wheel. You know, folks, you got to steer this automobile through the things that are in front of us right now, and things are different. Things here are different. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. We're somewhere else. We got to take care of that. We're going to be right back with our good friend Tim Berry, the president and founder of Palo Alto Software. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating 11 years of outstanding support and service to all the things that I do here by our good friend Tim Berry, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro. The website is bplans.com. Lots and lots of stuff there that help you do a better job of business planning. Tim, thanks again for 11 years. I'm looking forward to 11 more. What do you think?
Absolutely, and it's always a pleasure, Jim.
Well, thanks. Tim, and folks, let me tell you something. If you care about business planning, you need to go find out what Tim does. He's got an outstanding blog also, timberry.com, right, Tim?
Yes.
And the new book is The Plan As You Go Business Plan, wherever books are sold, also from his websites. And it's a 21st century book on business planning, folks. It's not a rehash. It's a 21st century look at business planning. And he's got an outstanding blog. You can follow him on Twitter. And folks, but the body of work that he has left with us that you can find in the archives of past interviews on his page in our Brain Trust web page at smallbusinessadvocate.com is unparalleled in the world. The body of work that he's deposited with us is amazing. I hope you'll check that out too. Tim, how do we prepare for a tough year? And where we prepare for survival, but we plan for success. How do we combine those two things? Those two go together?
The first thing I'm recommending strongly is you understand that the time frames have to tighten when things are tough. So you want to make sure that you have regularly scheduled moments or hours or meetings when you're going to be looking at your plan versus actual results. In your plan, which lives forever, you have triggers like our sales are supposed to be this and our expenses are supposed to be that is the most obvious. But metrics are around. You have triggers where you can see how things are going. And if you have the regular review, I'm not saying every day, but I am saying every month.
It might
month.
Be, though. There may be times in a month when it would be every day.
There might be. You want your business has sort of natural triggers that you want to give yourself a regular moment to review those triggers, like a dashboard. So you make sure that if things are going in a way different than planned, you know it sooner, not later. That's the most important mm-hmm. thing. It's not just the plan. It's the process of reviewing.
I've said for a long time, Tim, that surprises are for birthdays. If you're in business and you're getting surprises, even if they're good surprises, that's not good. You shouldn't be surprised by anything if you can possibly help it, because most of the time, a surprise in business is not a good surprise.
Well, and consider the difference, since we've used the analogy of driving and steering, consider the difference in driving a dry, wide, straight highway in mm-hmm. a bright, dry day, or driving in the fog in a two-lane, narrow, curving mountain road. The attention, focus, mm-hmm. and sort of the time frame of the corrections need to change.
And the intensity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's in planning right now. Planning was never about guessing the future accurately. It was always about marking your future, proactively using the plan to direct your future. And then that takes regular review. Where are we? Mm-hmm. Triggers is a very important concept right now as we follow our key indicators. And your business has key indicators.
And I've been reminding
people. Early warning.
I've been reminding people that if there's one thing that every business owner, I've always encouraged them to get better at delegating, but one thing you can't delegate right now is cash management.
One thing you can't delegate, another thing you can't delegate right now is that sense of caution and care that you're referring to when you say right now it's about survival.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, cash management, definitely.
Tim, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Reduce the uncertainty by using your planning well. It's making your life better by giving you early warnings that you're watching. Your plan will be wrong, but you'll have corrections as the assumptions change.
All assumptions are all projections are wrong, ladies and gentlemen. But Tim, I love what you said. Be sure to plan. But absolutely, you've got to, more than a plan, you've got to do planning. And that's the verb, folks. That's the active stuff. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
And
happy anniversary again for 11 great years. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. That's timberry.com. Also, bplans.com. Check those out. And his book, The Plan As You Go Business Plan. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.